It's here. It's time. It starts now.
October 2015 is officially open. Come and join in the fun.
Well, hello everybody, it's October 2015, it's started. I know it started because some of you are already doing Octavers. This is First, I'm going to share some First with you. So, why this song? It's actually going to be songs. Cameron Never Lies as well. This piece of the action that was, and this is Cameron Never Lies by Bucks Fizz. Bucks Fizz, it was the first artist, celebrity, whatever, that I had a bit of a crush on. There was two girls in this band. One was called Cheryl Baker, and the other one was called Jay Aston. And my brother, I knew my younger brother would only fancy the one that I fancied. So I told him that I fancied Cheryl Baker. So he said, oh, I'll have her then. And then I had the fancying Jay Aston all to myself. Ha, ha, ha. That's this First. So basically, Bucks Fizz won the Eurovision Song Contest for England back in the day. Oh yes.
In 1965, Vietnam seemed like just another foreign war. But it wasn't. It was different in many ways, and so were those who did the fighting. In World War II, the average age of the combat soldier was 26. In Vietnam, he was 19. In Vietnam, he was 19. In Vietnam, he was 19. In Vietnam, he was 19.
The heaviest fighting of the past 2 weeks continued today, 25 miles northwest of Saigon.
I wasn't really sure what was going on.
19. In Vietnam, the combat soldier typically served a 12-month tour of duty, but was exposed to hostile fire almost every day.
I think it's fair to say that this song is very political. And that was probably my first song that I became aware of politics. Listen to this, though.
According to a Veterans Administration study, half of the Vietnam combat veterans suffer from what psychiatrists call post-traumatic stress disorder. Many vets complain of alienation, rage, or guilt. Some succumb to suicidal thoughts. 8 to 10 years after coming home, almost 800,000 men are still fighting the Vietnam War.
So there you go, No, 19 by Paul Hardcastle. Hard-hitting song, you know. You don't think about that, do you? Okay, this song, it's called Cry. It's by Godly and Crim. They used to be in 10cc, going back further than that. This is the first song that I ever heard on a CD. Oh my goodness. What a song. I'm not playing all of them because I'd be here all day else. The next one is interesting. It's called Coney Island, and it was the first song that I heard when the IRA first announced their ceasefire back in the 1990s. It's a Van Morrison song originally, but then Liam Neeson voiceovered it for it and made it into something totally different. But the guy that came and reported on the ceasefire was crying, and then they played this song. It's incredible. And then Ireland saw a lot of good fortune, which is a good thing. Anyway, have a listen to that, and then I'm out of here. I'll speak to you soon. And join us at Octava Topics on Twitter and Octava Topics on Audio Boom. Hashtag Octava15. Bye for now.
From Downpatrick, stopping off at St. John's Point. Out all day bird watching, and the crack was good. Stopped off at Strangford Loch early in the morning. Drove through Shrigley taking pictures and onto Killalay. Stopping for Sunday papers at the Lacole district, just before Coney Island. Glass in the jam jar. Autumn sunshine, magnificent and all shining through. Stop off at our glass for a couple of jars of mussels and some potted herrings in case we get famished before dinner. On and on over the hill, and the crack is good, heading towards Coney Island. Look at the the sight of your face. As the sunlight comes streaming through the window in the autumn sunshine. And all in all, the time walk to go into Coney Island, I'm thinking, wouldn't it be great if it was like this all the time?